Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince, they exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Jordan?
Yep.
Have you looked at our iTunes reviews in the last couple of days? We now have a review that was 1 star saying he loves the podcast, but until we say what happened in Monaco, he's giving us a 1 star review.
Really?
And I just want to say to him, we will tell you when you delete that review.
Welcome along to Help I Sexted My Boss. Helpful advice for the daily struggles of modern life. Well, that was the plan. Until Jordan turned up. Just so you know, the gin and Dubonnet can make William and Jordan say a few things that some may find a little bit offensive. If that's you, go and find some eggshell emulsion, stuff it on the wall and watch it dry.
Hello and welcome to Help I Sexted My Boss, the podcast where we help you navigate the challenges of modern life, aiming to answer your 21st century questions and find solutions to everyday dilemmas, like, is it okay to unplug somebody's phone to get yourself some Crucial?
Some what?
Bollocks. That's doing really well then. Like, is it... don't.
I didn't say anything.
Come on. Like, is it okay to unplug someone else's phone to get yourself some crucial charge time? And do you ever feel like a plastic bag? What?
I think it's a Katy Perry firework. Do you ever feel
like a plastic?
It's a paper bag, isn't it?
Oh.
It should be paper because we're trying to get rid of plastic. So who's written plastic?
Says you with two bottles there.
And I will recycle those.
And of course, what should you do if you've accidentally sexted your boss, but we're not your usual agony aunts? Are we William Hanson, UK's leading etiquette expert?
No, we're not Jordan North. We're an audio version of an Eton mess. I sound like I went to Eton, and you're just a mess.
Eton mess?
Which I hate as a pudding.
Oh, I love it.
Oh, no,
didn't
I hate
it start
it.
As a...
It was a pavlova. Apparently.
Pavlova, yeah. And they dropped it on the floor. And then they made it into an Eton mess, didn't they?
Yeah, and then they sort of just cobbled it back together and said, da-da,
Eton mess.
See, apparently.
That could only happen in Eton. If that happened in Burnley in the 60s, it would be like, fucking not eating that.
Well, they'd all die off E. coli, probably.
Burnley mess. A couple of things before we start. You might want to pour yourself a drink for this. I noticed this a couple of days ago.
Jordan, would you like any gin?
Yeah, go on, go for it.
No, that's code for could you please pass me the gin.
Crap, what did your last slave die of?
Thank you.
So I was on your Wikipedia page.
Which somebody is editing, because it's getting smaller and smaller. It used to be quite big, but it's cut down
that's
now.
That's what happens with age. It says here on your Wikipedia page, under professional activities.
Oh my God, there's a professional activities page.
William currently hosts a podcast called Help I Sexted My Boss with media personality Jordan North. The show aims to offer advice to listeners who have encountered trivial problems and often features references to William's partner, Mikey, who is a builder.
What?
People.
Does it actually say that on my Wikipedia page?
Yeah. Mikey, who is a builder.
Oh my God.
He's going to go mad. How is Mikey?
Yes, he's fine. Can I just say for the record, because I now need to say this because then Wikipedia will accept it, he is a journalist,
He is
not a bricklayer.
What's wrong with going out with a bricky?
There is nothing wrong. I just am yet to have that experience and hopefully never will.
He's a bricky. Well, don't be ashamed of going out with a... Whoa, you've not toasted yet. Don't be ashamed of going out with a bricky. There's nothing wrong with it. He's a grafter.
Right. Should we toast, Mikey?
Yeah, we've never done that before, have we?
I don't think so.
To Mikey.
Mikey.
So we're just drinking our G&D, by the way.
Gin and a bonnet.
Gin and a bonnet. I went for my usual Friday night curry.
Right, when was that?
On Friday. Dick. And said to Joe, my housemate, I went, oh, I've run out of the bonnet. Because I love it now. People say to me all the time, do you really like it? I'm like, honestly, it's one of my favourite drinks. And people ask me all the time if I like it. I'm like, yeah, it's one of my favourite drinks. You've totally won me over. So I went into this little off licence that sells it. It's like a wine store near where I live.
Thank you. I'm aware of what an off licence
is. And the guy said to me, I've got a video of this as well. The guy said to me, oh, you're the only person that comes in here and drinks De Bonnet. It's like, and I was like, and I told him why I like it. My friend introduced me to it. And then he started showing me the adverts on YouTube from the 80s.
Yes, they're great, aren't they?
And they are really corny, proper American. But he was like, he's a fan of it, but
do
he's never...
Do you do bonnet?
Yeah.
Do you do... But yeah, that... Yeah.
And it's like really American and quite...
Because in America they say du bonnet.
Quite homoerotic as well, in a way.
It's a bit... Yeah, it's a bit nice. It wouldn't... They wouldn't be on TV now.
Yeah.
Actually
zoom in on this guy's bulge? I mean, don't get me wrong, he's packing. You know, he's got them stonewashed jeans on.
Don't know if I've seen that advert.
Yeah, no, he's
the one I see has got a glamour model in it.
No,
female.
there's a guy on it, and he's packing some. Am I thinking of something else?
A big D.
He's got a big D. anyway, so I showed him and I told him to try gin and bonnet. So cheers, gin divas.
Yes, indeed. And just to go along with our gin div, I brought in some manchettes.
Oh, I've got a gift for you, actually.
Okay, well, I'll do this first. These have come all the way from America. Can you remember my friend George who gave us the gin and bonnet chocolates?
Yes.
He also gave me these at the same time.
Oh.
They're special spicy cheese crisps from America.
Yep.
And as he said, he had no idea why we sprung to mind. They're called Puffy Puffs. So, Puffy Puffs. That's what we'll be having today.
Puffy Puffs.
Puffy Puffs. Hold the Puffy Puffs. We'll do a photo for our socials.
Oh, hang on. My hair's a right mess. Take a picture. Puffy Puffs is how you say it. Puffy, can I try a Puffy Puff?
Yes, you pop a Puffy Puff in your mouth.
Oof.
Strong packaging in America.
It fucking is. Jesus Christ. Oh. It's a cheesy Puffy Puff.
They look a bit like Wotsits. I think that's what we'd call in the UK.
No, they're not. They're like knickknacks.
They're like what?
Do you remember knickknack crisps?
No.
When's the sell-by date on them?
I checked. It's fine. They're very orange,
and
they're a little curly.
They're American.
They're all right.
Got a gift for you. Oh! I don't like spicy food. They're spicy.
I don't like spicy food. Is there an aftercare?
Oh, God, yeah. Like, when I say I love a curry on a Friday, I just, like, have a tikka masala, korma.
Yeah, I find a chicken pasanda a bit much.
Yeah, a little present for you.
What's this? So it's in a purple bag.
Sad, I keep meaning to get you some.
Is it from the shop that the bag is from?
Yeah.
Okay, Lush. Mm-hmm. Fresh handmade cosmetics.
I love Lush. It's that cream that you wanted.
Oh, thank you.
That face mask.
Mask of
magnanimity.
Well, if I can't say it, there's no hope for you. What? Magnanimity. Yeah. Magnanimity. Oh, I don't
know. They're not sponsoring us. Basically, I...
Yes.
Because remember
this
when I...
This is the thing you put the whole thing on, didn't you?
But you said to me the next day...
Don't put the whole bloody tub on.
I put quite a bit on. You said to me the next day when I used it, you looked really refreshed. Every time I've used that, I promise you, somebody has said to me the next day, oh, your face looks really clear. So you put it on as a mask, keep it on for 10 minutes, and then wash it off with warm water. You'll look fabulous.
Thank you very much. Oh, that's so kind of you.
You're more than welcome.
Thank you.
You just give it 12 quid when you... when you next see me.
Okay, that's fair enough. Can we...
My mum does that. What? She's a nightmare.
She gets you things and then demands money.
I've got you some hand cream for your chapped hands. They'll go septic, she'll say. And then she'll say, just give me money when you next see me.
Talking of septic, Ben, producer Ben's not actually here. Producer Ben, we mentioned in our last episode, has chosen, he's made the life decision to get a tattoo. And not only has he chosen to do that, he's chosen to do that on a date that we were scheduled to record.
I know.
So he's not here because earlier this morning, earlier this morning, Ben went to a little back street in Manchester and a little man got out his prick and stabbed him repeatedly in the leg and formed the shape of Bambi's father's head. That's how we'll describe it.
Let's have a look at it.
I've got a photograph. It's wrapped in cling film at the moment.
What is that? Is it a reindeer?
Yeah, it does look like a reindeer, doesn't it?
What is it? Why has he got a reindeer?
It's good for Christmas. You can just get like a red Sharpie and just colour in its nose.
What is it?
Oh, it's an Impala.
Isn't
that a spell in Harry Potter?
It's a, what do you call it?
Impala.
It's a reindeer. It's a deer. It's a deer, isn't it?
Yeah.
Anyway, how have you been? How's your week been?
Yes, it's been fine, thank you. It's all been fine. John Lewis have got a terrible selection of gift tags. I just want to put this out there. There was a time when you would go in, you'd get your wrapping paper had blue in it, so you just wanted a blue gift tag. And so they would have all the different coloured gift tags. No more. They have sparkly gift tags. They have gift tags that go Prosecco on it. They have gift tags that are sort of brown paper. Do they just have standard booklet gift cards with a little sticky adhesive on the back and a bit of ribbon? No. Where have they gone? It might be called John Lewis and Partners now. They might have rebranded, but they're going downhill.
There's people dying in the world.
But there is a bad selection of gift tags in John Lewis, and in my world, that's pretty bad.
There's people dying. Why is it called John Lewis and Partners now?
Oh, because they want to recognise the staff. It's like, well, actually, why don't you? If you want to recognise the staff, let's take the cost of that rebrand and just divide it amongst your staff. That would recognise your staff more.
This is like when that frigging gobshite from University Challenge was whinging about Marks and Spencer's boxers. Jeremy Paxman, that's the one, yeah.
In other news, though, I've got on a London bus for the first time.
Really? Mm. Have you never been on a London bus
no.
before?
And I genuinely, it was quite fun. It was a bit like being in Toy Town. And genuinely, I had to text Mikey to ask him what... Because on the London Underground, you have your Oyster card and you obviously tap in on your station, then you tap out.
Yeah.
And on a bus, you tap in. And then when you get off the bus, halfway down the bus, there is also an Oyster card reader. So I wasn't sure if you're supposed to then tap out.
No, it just texts 150 off automatically, doesn't it? Is it 150?
I think TfL are missing a trick there because you could go across London.
Yeah, that's the whole
for
idea.
For the same price.
Yeah.
Well, some they should charge you on the distance travel because I only did three stops.
No, some people do. Three stops, you should have walked, you lazy git.
There were big stops. I was running late. So, yes, I've got a bus and, I haven't contracted MRSA yet, so I'm still here.
Okay.
Which is nice.
You're going to ask me how my week's been?
Jordan, how's your week been?
Yeah, it's good. I had a good weekend. I was at Radio 1's big weekend in Middlesbrough, which was good. Very good. Oh, right. Really good. Too good. That's about it, really. Been back home for a bit.
Oh, they are spicy. I've just drunk some Debonair.
Has it only just kicked in now?
They're really spicy, Puffy Puffs.
Has it? Puffy Puffs.
Puffy Puffs.
Puffy Puffs.
Or Puffy Puffs, maybe they're called.
Puffy Puffs.
But anyway, either way, they're very nice. Thank you, George. We preferred the G&D chocolates, obviously, but these are very nice as well.
So, anything else that's been going on in your life this week?
Well, I'm getting ready. I've been doing my my research, ready for next week's state visit.
Oh, yeah. This is ka-ching time for you, isn't it? Donald Trump's coming to the UK.
Yes.
Hey, ma'am. This Donald Trump. I am with the Queen. She's a tremendous, tremendous lady. She's got tremendous potential as a leader. I didn't like the food. I sent Philip out for some McDonald's and KFC. Not as good as the New York KFC.
This is very close to your Marlon Brando impression.
Tremendous potential.
Anyway, what is the etiquette of a state visit? Like, what's going to happen? What can we expect to see next week?
So they're normally 2 nights, 3 days. Mm-hmm. Varies from state leader to state leader, but generally they follow a pattern. You get the official welcome, which if it's a London state visit as opposed to a Windsor state visit, and this time it's a London state visit, that happens on Horse Guards Parade, which is where they did the volleyball in the Olympics.
I love the horses.
And that's where Trump, as a head of state, meets our head of state. Now, you can't not let the Queen greet Donald Trump, because to have someone that isn't a head of state greet a head of state would be a snub.
Okay.
So, head of state meets head of state. They do that. Then they process in carriages up the Mall to Buckingham Palace.
Beautiful building. It's a bit like Trump Tower, but not as good.
And
it's the worst Donald Trump impression.
Then in the afternoon, then there's sort of a lunch and a formal gift exchange. So America gives a gift to Britain, Britain gives a gift to America.
Your Majesty, that's all 7 seasons of The American Apprentice for you to watch there. Have you got a DVD player? Do you have DVD players in the UK? I don't know.
And then after that, then Charles and Camilla, the Prince of Wales and the Duchess of Cornwall.
Fabulous people.
We'll host them for a tea. And then it's the state banquet. And that's really the big set piece. And that's the thing I'm looking forward to.
Right, okay. What can we expect to see at the state banquet?
Have you guys got any ketchup? Your Majesty, any ketchup here? Any ketchup? Okay.
It's a 3-course meal. Used to be 4 or 5, but they've trimmed it a bit because of the Queen's, you know, getting on a bit. About 140 guests in the ballroom, the state ballroom at Buckingham Palace. It's a U-shaped table that goes back to the court of Henry VIII.
Oh.
We've had that table shape since then. And they have a nice meal. Then they have tea and coffee in the drawing rooms, and then they all go to bed separately, obviously.
Is it true they have to stop eating when the Queen stops eating?
Yes, and that's for any guest, whether you're head of state or not. However, the Queen is very conscious of foreign guests, heads of state, who are on the same level as her, technically, and so she will pace herself to sort of take into her opinion their speed of eating.
Oh, I'd hate that. Because I'm quite a slow eater, no. I'm an average eater. I'd hate that if someone finished before me and after that, I'd be like, I'm sorry, love, I'm bloody ravenous, I'm not eating all day. So let me finish this last bit. And you know what I'm like with bread?
It's just as good you're not going on the state visit.
You never know.
I do.
You know, you know what I'm like with bread? I'd just be like, because I love bread and butter. Honestly, I've said this before.
You'd be the cheapest state visitor ever.
I know, I'd just be like, have you any preferences? Just get me a bit of bread and butter, some water on the table, I'll be right, I'll be fine.
Right.
We went to Monica, was it? Yeah, it was bread, weren't it? I just love bread. I could be a pauper. I've said it before. You know, in old days...
You could be.
In old days, like, poor people just used to have bread on the table.
Hmm.
Just have bread and a bit of broth. I could live off that. Buttery bread and some broth.
Oh. Did you know that the original plates were basically old, stale pieces of bread?
Were they?
They're called trenches, going back hundreds and hundreds of years.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. The reason I ask about the state visit is
because
I've had an idea.
Right.
Okay.
But it never ends well.
No, it doesn't. And I really want it to work. So I hope you've got some time free in your diary.
Right.
Because, like, you are quite a busy person. I'll
yes.
give you that. Whereas before today, I said, I really need a nap. Not a nap today.
You always tell me, oh, I'm so busy. And then before we started, you went, I'm taking loads of naps recently.
I've had loads of naps recently.
No correlation.
I love a good nap.
Why are you asking me this?
The reason why I'm asking you is because I think we should do a state visit with you, William Hanson, UK's leading etiquette expert, to Burnley. I think you should come to Burnley for 3 days, like the Queen showing Donald Trump around London. I bring you to Burnley. Instead of a state banquet, we can go for a curry, because there's a place I know that does a big curry banquet. I could show you the Miners Club in Burnley, the world-famous Miners Club. I'll take you there where they sell the most Benedictine. I'll get you a Benny Bomb. We could have a tour around Burnley. We can go and see my grandma and Auntie Maggie. The more I think about it, the more we should definitely take you to Burnley for a state visit. Are you free next week?
Is this an official invitation?
I, Jordan Levi North, hereby ask for the invitation.
You can't ask for an invitation. You are inviting.
I, Jordan Levi North, hereby invite you, William
Richard.
Richard Hanson.
Henry Hanson.
William Richard Henry Hanson to visit the lovely East Lancashire town of Burnley sometime next week. Do you accept?
Go on then.
Yes.
Fine.
Yes! Are you going to come to Burnley with me?
Yes.
Shall we do an episode? Shall we do an episode from there next week?
All right.
Yeah. Shall we do like in a royal state visit to Burnley? Anybody listening in Burnley, East Lancashire, next week, William Hanson is going to come to Burnley. Oh, I'll see if I can get you in at Turf Moor. Oh, there's so many things we can do. There's loads. We could go to Townley Park. We could go to Thompson's Park.
Right.
We've got Townley Park is the Townleys. It's a big...
Yeah, it's not your house.
No, no, no. The Townleys were the aristocrats that used to own all the land. A bit like Downton Abbey, but their house isn't anywhere as big.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, there's so much to do.
There's loads of... We could go to Big Winder Pub.
Yeah.
You'll be the only one in there with your own teeth.
Well, I can't wait.
We could go on a night out in Burnley.
No.
I'll ask my Auntie Maggie if she'll put us up. She always puts me up when I stay over.
Right.
Right, so I'm looking forward to this. Right, that's good.
Jolly good. Well, that's that. Shall we move on to your joke of the week?
Oh, it's my joke of the week. Yes, can't believe I've come to Burnley. Right, my joke of the week is, fella says to his wife, my bumhole is really stinging. My bumhole's on fire. I've no idea what it is. And his wife says to him, I'll tell you the punchline after the break.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Fella says to his wife, my bumhole's really burning. My bumhole is on fire. I don't know what it is. And his wife says, ring sting. And he says, how the fuck will he be able to help?
Well, there we go.
More to the point, why has he got rings? Why has he got a sting on his number?
Now it's time for our competition. Give me the D. Now, as you know, we have a jingle that I came up with. Okay, that we've had videos of people from all walks of life, including truckers, singing it.
Mudder truckers.
And which we're very touched. I need to get it on PRS so I get the royalties. I mean, I could be loaded by now. Anyway, look what Stephen Willis, one of our G&D divas on Twitter, has done. We now have our own jingle with backing music.
I heard this. It's great.
Here we go. I want the D. Feel free to join in.
Usually you count me in.
Oh, 1, 2, 3. I want the D. I need it now. Please tell me when. Please tell me how. I'm thirsty and willing and eager, you see. So come on, boys, give me the D.
Oh, that is so good. I want the D. I need it now.
Yeah, no, it's good enough as it is. Please, you don't need to remix it.
Please tell me how. It's one of those, like, it's an earworm. Once you hear it, you start singing it. That's brilliant. Who's that again? Stephen Willis, thank you very much. You are our G&D Diva of the week. That's a new thing, but we're just going to put that in there.
Should we go to the G&D Diva's questions?
Let's do the questions for this week. Remember, if you want to get in touch, help@sexandmyboss.com is the website. You can message us on Insta, Twitter, whatever way, help@sexandmyboss.com. We would love for you to get in touch. We're here to help you, our wonderful Gene Divas. William Hanson, first question, please.
This is called Help, Call Me By My Name.
Oh.
I've seen that.
It's a great film. Read
nice
the book.
Film. Oh, good. Well done.
You were always surprised.
You write, read some very upmarket literature.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You do. The book's really good. The film, yeah. The film's even good as well.
Yeah.
Even good. Just as good.
Hi, William and Jordan. I have a pet peeve that has been there all my life and will be there until the day I die. And that is introducing myself with my name, Jamie, and then being called James with complete disregard for what I have just said. To be asked, is it James or Jamie? What did I just say? I correct everyone who does it, and recently I was told off by my manager as I corrected one of my company's senior directors and was told this was unacceptable and rude as it put them in an awkward position. Surely for him to call me by a name that is not my name a few seconds after I introduce myself is far worse social etiquette. I told my boss this, and I will stand by it no matter the repercussions. The only person who can call me by what they want is Her Majesty the Queen or my mother. Unless I've had too many G&Ds and you can call me what you want. Ha ha. So, my question is there a certain level in either work or social standing that we shouldn't correct someone even if it is blatantly rude? Keep up the hilarious good work, guys. Jamie.
Oh, not great James. Question, Jamie, not James. What is the correct etiquette there? If someone calls you the wrong name, say like I say, all right, Will, would you correct them and go, it's William?
Someone actually yesterday said to me, oh, is it William or Will? And I said, I think William is better.
That's so weird because a mutual friend of ours was talking about, we were having a chat and he's going, oh, I spoke to Will. And I went, Will? And William. I went, oh, right. I was like, don't call him Will. We don't call him Will. It's William, isn't
it? Who is that? Ben.
Ben. It was Ben, yeah.
Look, to be honest, I don't mind if friends...
Not producer call... Ben, another Ben.
Yeah, nice one. I don't mind if friends call me Will. That's not a problem.
I call you Willie.
Yes. It's when people that I don't know try and force the familiarity. Just take them to one side and say, actually, it's Jamie, not James.
Yeah.
Don't correct them in front of a group of people.
Is he in the wrong for correcting his boss, the sales manager, whoever it was?
Yeah, I would say because they're a client.
Oh.
To be perfectly honest, if the client's basically funding your company, the client can call you Brenda, okay? Just let them.
There's a lot of people that have this with Janet and Jeanette.
Oh, really?
I used to know a Jeanette and everyone used to call her Janet and she hated it.
Mm.
Let's move on.
Okay.
Let's move on. Next question, please.
This is from Hayley. It's coming via our Instagram DM.
Hayley.
Hi, William and Jordan.
Hayley.
Hi, William and Jordan. I've recently become a fan of the podcast, having stumbled on it accidentally.
Oh, welcome along, Hayley. Welcome along.
After having binge-listened to many episodes this week, I haven't heard you answer the following question that has been bugging me for some time. Is it bad etiquette to go out of the house with wet hair? I've done it a few times and always seem to get strange looks from passers-by.
I'd say no. I do this all the time. I always leave with wet hair. In the winter, try and avoid because you'll catch your death. But no, you leave the house how you want. Just make sure you dress because that's...
I think it depends on your hair type. I have the sort of hair, if I left with wet hair, I would look... Well, I look terrible with wet hair and I look terrible with hair that has been dried au naturel.
What do you mean?
If I just left it to dry.
Oh, yeah.
I have to get the hairdryer out.
I have to dry my hair every morning because I just get a massive bouffant. I've really got really curly hair. I look like him off They Think It's All Over, that panel show. What are we called? Rory. Oh, what are we called?
Yeah, I know what you mean. I know who you
big
mean.
Curly hair, my hair goes like that.
Right.
I look like someone out at Jackson 5. Honestly, it goes really curly.
Janet. Back to Janet. Or Jeanette Jackson.
Jeanette Jackson. I think it's all right. Do you think it's all right to leave the house with wet hair?
No, I don't.
Okay. Right.
No, I try and have a blow dry before you go.
I beg your pardon?
A blow dry.
What if Mikey's working early?
This question, again, it's another DM from Mark. Good afternoon, Jordan, William and Ben.
Hi, Mark.
He means good afternoon, William and Jordan.
Does it really matter? Don't be so petty. Does it really matter?
Me and my girlfriend, he means my girlfriend and I, work together in a really close team. For professional reasons, we aren't publicly out, but a few of our colleagues and personal friends know that we are seeing each other.
Oh.
There is a few business trips this year. He means there are a few business trips this year. There are a few business trips this year. Was he writing this drunk? There is a few business trips this year planned. Is he Yoda?
That's not that bad.
There are a few business trips planned.
Business trips this year is planned, am I?
There are a few business trips planned this year, which we are attending together. What's the etiquette for booking rooms? Do we book two, wasting the company's money, on a bed that won't be slept in, or do we book one better room and share, relying on our co-workers' discretion? Thanks in advance for your attentions.
Oh, I'd speak to your boss first, but let's face it, you're going to end up sneaking in each other's rooms, aren't you?
I mean, also, what doesn't... I don't know the industry that they're in, because some industries are stricter about this than others.
It's a great question.
That said, most industries now, even the sort of the professional services, it's fine as long as, let's say, one isn't senior, dramatically senior than the other, and as long as it has been disclosed. So I would suggest, if you see this relationship lasting and you would like to make it last, you need to go and disclose it ASAP.
Yeah, I don't know, because they're going to end up sneaking in each other's rooms, aren't they?
I would disclose it. I think honesty is the best policy.
Can I just say, in Monaco, even Mikey asked you about it, didn't he? Tell everyone what Mikey said. Tell him what he said. You were in bed.
Mikey did have to ask me. He went, and he was joking.
Was he?
And he went, you and Jordan didn't do anything, did you?
That makes me feel awkward.
And I'll tell you what I said to him. I said, Mikey, firstly, I'm annoyed you've even asked me that of anyone. But of all people, Jordan!
Oh, none taken. Like, loads of people have been asking me, like, what went on? I was like, look, I'd love to tell you, but William won't let me. So, what? Go on, should we tell him?
No, because we've got to get that review deleted.
Right, get that review.
Delete that review, and only one person can do this, everybody. And that's that person who wrote that review.
Right, okay. God, Monaco seems ages ago now, doesn't it?
Anyway, what have we learned?
What have we learned today? I have learnt that...
We've learnt that I'm going to Burnley.
Oh, yes, you're coming to Burnley.
Can't wait.
Say it like that, Burnley.
Burnley. A bit like when the Chinese come over on state visits. Do I need to bring an interpreter?
Yeah, I will interpret. I think we will need...
You will interpret?
I think we'll need an interpreter for you speaking to the locals and the locals speaking to you.
I must go on a walkabout amongst Burnley people.
What do you mean?
I walk around, I'll have my gloves on, and I'll just extend my hands and what do you do?
Yeah, like the Queen.
Yeah, how long have you been out of work? That sort of, that sort of thing.
You are such a tosser.
I can't wait. I've actually really going to enjoy this.
Is it going to happen?
Yes, go on.
How long have you been out of work? Right, on that note.
We'll see you in Burnley.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up Quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's Quince.com/upgrade.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.